Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Recorded in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 are the words of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha had to ask herself what she believed. Jesus had just asked her one of the most important questions she would ever have to answer. Would she go with the commonly accepted opinion, or would she go with what she had come to know? I face the same question today. What do I believe about Jesus? Do I accept the view held by many that Jesus was just a moral man, a good teacher, and a wonderful example to follow? Or do I trust what the Bible reveals fully about Jesus? The difference is critical because either I see Jesus as a lunatic, or I confess him as Lord. When Jesus says he is the resurrection and the life, he declares he is the Son of God and the Son of Man. He also declares he is the Christ, namely the one sent and set apart by God to be the world's Savior. The world scoffs at this message and claims Jesus was nothing more than a man. While the world may try to convince me to believe Jesus was a lunatic who claimed to be God, I need to rely on what the Bible teaches. The Bible is clear in what it says about Jesus. As true God, he came to live the perfect life which God the Father required for me to enter heaven. As true man, he was able to give up his life and offer the perfect payment to release me from the guilt of my sin. Equally important, as true God and true man, the Christ from God, he gives me the assurance to trust his promise, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. When I put my complete confidence in Jesus, it is not misplaced. As my Lord, he forgives me. He rescues me from the devil's power, and he will bring me to life in heaven. As my Lord, he also guides me with his love. He comforts me with his promises, and he guards me with his presence. It is because of who Jesus is and what he does that I confidently confess he is my Lord. I also confidently confess with Martha, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. O dearest Jesus, I thank you for your willingness to die on the cross for me. I also thank you for your victory over death and the grave. Continue to give me the confidence I need to trust in you as my gracious Lord and only Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.